Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. All you need is to believe.
Wave your hands unto you, Mama Yehuwa. Wave, Mama Yehuwa. Hey, Mama Yehuwa, Mama Wamo. Wadumankume. Can you wave your hands? Yes, Mama Yehuwa. Hey, Mama Yanseya. Oh, Mama. Oh, Ampara wa maye wa, hey, wa maye nsaya, oh, wa maye wa ya mawa mobiomo, oh, otumfunya, Ampara wa maye wa, sing the song with understanding. Ah, oh, Mama Yehu, I am a Wam of your mo. Oh, Messi, Mama Yehu, sing it, Mama Yansaya, eh, Mama Yehu, ah. Can you wave your hands? Messi wama yevuwa. Hey, wama yanseya. Waduman kume, wama yevuwa. Yama wamo. Oh. Ampara wama manseya. Hey, wama yansemia. Oh, wama yevuwa. Yama wamo, yasi wama yevuwa, wama yevuwa, oh wama yevuwa, yama wamo, yeah.
You know something? What the devil does not like is that he's doing everything against you and you are still praising God. He's doing everything. The thing is hitting you. But you can still go on your knees and say, Father, I love you.
Otu yesi wuyatiti tini nyami nibo nyawaye edo wuyatiti tini nyami titi tini. Yami ni wo yawa ye dosun. Yesi yesu mo yawa ye dosun. Yesu mo yawa ye dosun. Mi yami e titit nini. Yami ni wo yawa ye eto so and then you may o titit nini enyami ni wo yawa Messiah Diana, may the best show, Eradi and Nemo. Bonipa, Baye, Amaye, oh, Yabama, Wunkwachi crew, Wanisu, Nayabo, Eradi. Yabama Wunkwa Jikru Wanesu.
Lift up your hands, lift up your voice.
Nayabo.
Lift up your hands, lift up your voice.
Missimema
Yabama
Wunkwa Jikru Wanesu.
Yes, Lord.
Namabo.
Lift up your voice and worship the Lord. Lift up your voice. Lega da baha. Speak in the spirit. In the next 30 seconds. Come on, come on, come on. Maunesu. Riba da baka bran tele baka ba. Jabali andele bozi brendele baka bra. Oh, we worship you. We worship you. We worship you. Ribandi brian tala baka bra. Rabada bala brian dele baka bra. Ribalendele boza brian tala baka bra. Oh, we worship, we worship, we worship. Mandele baka bra. We lay our crowns and worship you. Oh, be lifted. Oh, be lifted. Oh, be lifted. Oh, we lay our crowns, oh God.
We lay our crowns.
Oh, and worship you. And worship you. We lay our crowns and worship you, Lord. This evening we lay our crowns. Oh, be lifted. Oh, high above all. We lay our crowns. We worship you, Lord.
Worship you, Lord.
Oh, be lifted. Oh, be lifted.
Be lifted.
Yes, Lord, be lifted.
Be lifted.
Be lifted.
Oh, be lifted.
High above. We lay our crowns. We lay our crowns.
We lay our crowns, Lord.
And we worship you, Lord.
Worship.
And we worship you, Lord.
Worship.
And we worship you,
we
Lord.
Worship you, Lord.
In the name of Jesus. And so, Father, we thank you. We worship you in the beauty of your holiness and in the glory of your power. We have come before you this evening with a heart full of praise. We have come to lift you up high, Lord. We have come to lay down our crowns and worship you. You are worthy. And so we ask in the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, take absolute control. Lead us. Speak to us. We silence the voice of the enemy. We silence the adversary. We take absolute control in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Holy Spirit, it's your service. Use us. Use us for your glory alone. Even in Jesus Christ's name, we have prayed with thanksgiving. Somebody shout that believing amen. Oh, your amen is not coming. Come on, shout it. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I thank God for your life so much. You are welcome to the Bible Study, Facebook, YouTube, podcast. You are welcome. This is Bible Study. I thank God for the life of my father, the prophet, Dr. Kofi Odro, Mama Rita, for this august opportunity to speak on his pulpit. We pray that the grace of God will be abound. Amen. John, the 12th chapter, the 20th and the 21st verse, as we stand. It says, and there were certain Greeks amongst them that came up to worship at the feast. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, Sir, we will see Jesus. Sir, we want to see Jesus. Hallelujah. Luke, the 21st chapter, the 34th to the 36th verse. He says, and take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeit and drunkenness and the cares of this life, and so that day come upon you unawares. For as a snare, it shall come upon all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. So watch ye therefore and pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. He said, watch ye therefore and pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. May the Lord bless the reading of His word. Amen. Holy Spirit, take charge. You may be seated on glorious thrones as you clap your hands for the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank God for the life of Reverend Wilberforce Usuansa. We share the same name. Amen. Bonsem Kesiama, Reverend Wilberforce. For the last two Sundays, he preached, he blew our mind. Amen. Mama Comfort, Mama Lizzie is in the house. Clap your hands. Give glory to Jesus. Amen. For the past month now at the FI service, Papa started a teaching with Mama Rita leading us, which is entitled, if you can put today's poster on the screen, it says, Living by the Word. Amen. Somebody say, Living by the Word. Living by the Word. It is important and essential in this time that we are in that one needs to live by the Word. Amen. I said, one needs to live by the Word, because without the Word, you cannot do anything. Amen. When you read the John chapter 1, the Bible makes us to understand that even God himself, when he was creating the world, he could not do anything without the Word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Can you put John chapter 1 on the screen? It said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Go. The same was in the beginning with God, and all things were made by Him. Who is Him? The Word. And without the Word was not anything made that was made. So even God Himself, when He decided in the book of Genesis chapter 1 to create the world, He could not do it without the Word. So that means that as a child of God, the Word of God is essential for your daily living. Amen. Are you getting what I'm saying? If God needs the Word to create the world, then the child of God needs the Word to live in this world. Amen. God needed the Word to create the world. So you need the Word to live in the world. Amen. So the foundation scripture that we started with concerning this powerful teaching, living by the Word, is James chapter 1 from verse 21. Amen. James chapter 1 from verse 21. It said, wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness. My new King James. I said, brofuna no edin kakra. Amen. He said, therefore, lay aside all filthiness and overflow of wickedness, and receive with meekness the implanted Word. The implanted Word, which is able to save your soul. Wow. So the Word is not just for your living. It is also for the salvation of your soul. So I don't understand why you can live on this earth without the Word. Go. He said, but be doers of the Word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the Word and not a doer, he is like a man observing his natural face in a mirror. His natural face in a mirror. For he observes himself, goes away, and immediately forgets what kind of man he was. 25. But he who looks into the perfect law of liberty, which is the Word, and continues in the Word, and is not a forgetful hearer, but the doer of the work, this one will be blessed in what he does. Wow. That means that
anybody who is not seeing the blessings of God in his life lacks the word. Amen. So we are talking about the fact that we must live by the word. So we ask ourselves the question, how can we live by the word? Hallelujah. And we understood that number one, for us to live by the word, we must hear the word. We must what? Hear the word. That means that the hearing of the word is essential for your living in the word. Hallelujah. Are you with me? So when you read the book of Romans, chapter number 14, chapter number 10, verse number 14, the Bible says something there. How then shall they call on him whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? Of him who they have not heard. And how shall they hear without a preacher? Go. And how shall they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace, who bring glad tidings of good things. This is the part I love. He said, but they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah says, Lord, who has believed our report? Then he says something powerful in verse 17. He says, so then faith comes by hearing. He said, faith comes by hearing, and not just hearing anything, but hearing by the word of the Lord. Can you give me another translation and stay in verse 17? He said, so then faith comes from hearing the message. What message are you hearing? You are hearing the message of the Lord, which is the word of God. And the message comes through preaching Christ. The message comes through what? Preaching Christ. So when we stand here, we are preaching Christ to you for your hearing so that your faith might grow. So number one, for you to be able to live in the word, you must hear the word. You must hear the word. That is why it is essential for a child of God not to miss any service, not to miss the hearing of the word. So when you wake up in the morning, what is the word that you are hearing for your day? When you go to work, what is the word that is guiding you in the work that you are doing? You are going to choose a wife or a husband. What is the word that you are hearing in the selection process? You need to hear the word. I began by saying that God created the world by the word. And for you to live in this world, you need what? The word. Hallelujah. So the hearing of the word is essential for you. When we read James chapter 1 from verse 22, he says that you must not just be a hearer. A what? Hearer. But be ye... No, go to 21. 21. Wherefore lay apart... Okay, 22. But be ye doers of the word and not hearers only. And not hearers only. So the first step, even for you to be able to do the word, you must first hear it. You must first hear it. Amen. So for you to live by the word, you must hear the word. That is why it is essential for you that when you enter your car, there must be some word preaching in your car. The word can be in song. The word can be the preaching of the word. You must definitely hear the word. Maybe the reason why your faith is little is because you are not hearing the word. Because at times you realize that you are coming to church and things are weighing you down. The are bringing your hearts down. But when you come into the presence of God and hear the word, immediately the word comes, faith comes. The word is the activator of your faith. Hallelujah. So he said, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. This life that we live by faith. You don't know what is going to happen to you the next minute. You are believing God that you will live the next minute. So you need the word that will help you to live And that word will come by what? Hearing. Hallelujah. So therefore, as you hear the word, you must be careful about what you are even hearing. Amen. So therefore, it is not anything. So Mark chapter 4, verse 24, Jesus said something to the people there. Mark chapter 4, verse 24, he said, and he said unto them, take heed what you hear. Hallelujah. Take it into another version. He also said to them, pay attention to what you hear. Pay attention to what you hear. Give me another one. Pay attention to what you hear. Okay, let's go. He said, listen carefully to what I am saying. What the word is saying. Pay attention to the hearing of the word. Be careful what you are hearing. What are you listening to? What is building your faith? What is helping you in your work as a Christian? Listen, there are many voices on this earth that are speaking to us. The voice of God and the voice of this world is speaking. What are you listening to? Are you listening to the voice of God, which is the word of God? Or you are listening to the world speak to you? So number one, for you to be able to live by the word, you must hear the word. Hallelujah. So it's not just in the hearing of the word. But as you hear the word, you must understand what you are hearing. Amen. So number two, for you to live by the word, you must understand the word that you are what? Hearing. Amen. Because there are many people who hear the word, but they don't what? Understand what they are hearing. So they just what? Move with the wind. Whatever wind of doctrine that comes, they are just moving without seeking understanding of what is being said. Amen. I told you that anytime you buy a phone or something, if you don't understand the usage of the phone, you will abuse it. Anything that you don't understand how to use, you do what? You abuse. Amen. So the same way, when you hear the word, you must understand it. Amen. That is why many people, when they are told something, instead of going into the word to understand what is being said, they take it and then begin to move with it and fall into error. Amen. So Matthew chapter 13, verse number 18, the Bible was talking about the fact that a man went to sow some seeds. Some fell by the wayside. Some fell in stones. Some fell on stony ground. Some fell on thorny ground. And some fell on good grounds. Amen. And the Lord said, hear ye therefore the parable of the sower. Verse 19. He said, when anyone heareth the word of the kingdom and understandeth it not, then cometh the wicked one and catcheth away that which was sown in his heart. So, you might be hearing the word. Okay, Pastor Medi came, he preached, and he says that number one, you must hear the word. When you heard that he said you must hear the word, no, you started moving with it. But he's saying that it is possible that you are hearing the word. But if you don't understand what you are hearing, then cometh the wicked one and catcheth away that which was sown in your heart. And this is he which receives seed by the wayside. So the understanding of the word is important as you hear it. Amen. Verse 20. But he that receiveth the seed into stony places, the same is that heareth the word. You realize that in every step, he talks about the fact that you must hear the word. That is why it is number one. You must first do what? Hear the word. And he said, and anon with joy received it. Let's go. Yet hath he not root in himself, but dureth for a while. For when tribulation or persecution ariseth because of the word that he has heard, by and by he is offended. Go back. He said, but he that received the seed into stone is the same that receives the word and receives it with joy. Oh, preach the word. Ah, Papa, it's a good message. When Papa finishes preaching, you come and shake Papa's hand, Papa, and then, the word is a powerful word. With joy, he has received the word. But because he lacks understanding, he does not build roots. When you have understanding, it means that you have built what? Roots. You have gone deeper in the word and understood what has been spoken to you. Amen. Am I speaking to you? Hallelujah. With joy, we receive the word. Ah, Papa, you are the best preacher in the world. Ah, you are the preaching machine. You are the John the Baptist of our time. You are the this of our time. But because he doesn't have understanding of the word that he is receiving, he lasts for a while. But when tribulation, or change this into another version. Change it. Give me GNT. He said, but it does not sink deep into them. And they don't last long. So when trouble or persecution comes because of the message. So he has said the message that it is going to be well with you. And he goes home. He has received it with joy. But because he has not gotten deep into the word to understand that it is well doesn't come just like that. It doesn't come just like that. When he goes home, and then tribulation and persecution begin to come and things don't become well as he expects, the Bible says that then he becomes what? Offended. But the problem is that he did not understand the word. Hallelujah. 22. The seeds that fell among thorns bushes. Stand for, go to New King James. Now he who received seed among the thorn is he who hears the word, and the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becomes unfruitful. Wow. Take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with suffering and drunkenness and the cares of this life, and so that day come upon you unawares. It's the same thing he's talking about here. And the curse of this world and the deceitfulness of riches. That means that it is not only a riches that can cause the word to be choked in your life. Poverty. Poverty too can cause that. So it is not that Christians, if you're a Christian, you must be poor. The poor and the rich, the curse of this world can choke the word. Hallelujah. And he becomes unfruitful. Verse 23. He says, but he who received seed on a good ground is he who hears the word. He hears the word. He hears the word. And after hearing the word, understands it. Who indeed bears fruit and produces some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. That means that for you to even bear fruit, you must have understanding of what you are hearing. So maybe the reason why you are not finding profit in the word that you are hearing is because you are not taking your time to understand the word that you are hearing. So Proverbs chapter 4, verse number 7. He said, wisdom is the principal thing. Proverbs chapter 4, verse number 7. He said, wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. And in all your getting, get understanding. That means that you can have wisdom, and without understanding, it will become foolishness. Wisdom is important. But as you gain the wisdom, understand the wisdom that you are gaining. Hallelujah. Am I preaching? Same way, Proverbs chapter 7, verse number 4. Danny, scripture, no? 7:4. He says, say to wisdom, you are my sister. And call understanding your nearest kin. That means that as you hear the word, you are receiving what? Wisdom. But as you are receiving the wisdom, make sure that always understanding is very close to you. Because you can easily abuse the wisdom that is given to you. Praise the Lord. No, you see, you must understand that even when you lack understanding, you can easily fall into sin. You can easily fall into sin if you don't have understanding of the word that you are receiving. So Proverbs chapter 6, verse number 32. Proverbs 6:32. The Bible says, he said, whoever commits adultery with a woman lacks understanding. Whoever commits adultery with a woman lacks understanding. So the reason why you are chasing after small girls, 70-year-old man, and a 16-year-old girl is calling you baby. 70-year-old man, your granddaughter is calling you baby. It's because you don't understand the gray hair that is on your head. You don't understand the number, the 7 score that you have lived on this earth. Yes, because 70 years, we will attribute it to somebody who is wise. But look, because a 70-year-old man lacks understanding, a 16-year-old girl calls her baby. No, cry in a bag, no, dinner, baby. Oh, baby. Oh, baby. They lack understanding. Lack understanding. Proverbs chapter 7, verse number 7. He says, and I saw among the simple, I perceived among the youth, a young man devoid of understanding. You have changed my scripture. 7:7. Proverbs. And I saw among the simple, I perceived among the youth, a young man devoid of understanding. Go to the next verse. He said, passing along the street near her corner, and he took the path to her house. Go. In the twilight, in the evening, in the black and dark night. Uh-huh. And there a woman met him with the attire of a harlot and a crafty heart. You see, because you lack understanding, you see, you miss your path in life. Because the young man is lacking understanding. He is missing his way in life. So even someone tells us, watch where you walk, watch where you stand, and watch the people that you do your discussions with. And this man couldn't watch out because he lacked what? Understanding. So number two, it's not just about hearing the word, keke. Oh, Matthias, he said, they make alabaso. Alabaso, you tear assembly power on him. What's here? Yes, assembly, they are powerful power. He said that with joy, he receives what? The word. But because the person doesn't have understanding, when trouble comes, understanding. So number one, you must hear the word. For you to live by the word, you must hear it. Number two, for you to live by the word, after hearing it, you must understand it. Number three, hallelujah. Am I speaking to you? Are you understanding something? Is it working? So it is not just understanding the word. You must move from understanding and go to believing the word. You must believe the word. Hallelujah. The word that is spoken to you, you must believe it. So Mark chapter 5, verse number 36, Jesus said something to the people. He said, as soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, Jesus was in a synagogue. He said, as soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he said to the ruler of the synagogue, do not be afraid, only believe. Men shro, men hi him, jianesa obeji diyen, asem no edi. No, you see, believing even starts from what? Receiving Christ Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior. Romans chapter 10, verse number 9. Romans chapter 10, verse number 9. He said that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. You will be saved. So we came to Jesus rally. You listened to us on TA, on OK 101.7. You heard us on W3F5. You came to the forest and heard the word of God. And you believed in your heart that Jesus, that God had raised him from the dead. Then you were saved. Hallelujah. Amen. So the word that you have received, number one, you must hear the word. Number two, as you hear the word, you gain understanding into the word. When you gain understanding, you must begin to believe what is being said to you. Hallelujah. So, in Hebrews chapter 11, verse number 1, he talks about faith. But I understand the word faith there to mean believing what? The word. He said, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Give me GNT. He said, to have faith, to believe, is to be sure of the things that you hope for, to be certain of the things that you cannot see. Go. It was by their faith that people of ancient times won God's approval. The fact that they believed in God, the Bible says that Abraham hoped against hope. Because the Bible makes us to understand that Sarah's womb was dead. Ah, how old was Sarah? When Charlie 90. Abraham, and then I'm 99, honey, that she. I'm wondering how they did it. I'm wondering. But what? They believed. Ah, yes, in 50 years, where do he? Menopause. A man, my dear, andropause. But these people are 90 and 99. But because they believe the word of God. They believe the word of God. Continue. It says something in the next verse. He said, it is by faith that we understand that the universe was created by God's word. So that what can be seen was made out of what cannot be seen. Wow. It was faith that made Abel offer to God a better sacrifice. It was believing in God that Abel was able to do a better sacrifice. Go to verse 5. It was belief that kept Enoch from dying. Go to verse 6. No one can please God without believing him. Without having faith in him. For whoever comes to God must first believe that God exists and rewards those who seek him. Those who seek him, he rewards because what? They believe. Verse 7. It was faith that made Noah hear God's warning about things in the future that he could not see. Verse 8. It was believing that made Abraham obey when God called him to go out to a country which God had promised to give him. He believed God and followed. You are sitting in Accra. You are enjoying yourself in your nice mansion and God tells you that move from Accra and go to Saudi Arabia and go to Sudan and go to Somalia. This is the land that I have promised you. But you see, they believed in the God that they said. That this word that he has spoken, he will watch over his word to perform it. Oh, I don't know the word that you have heard from the scriptures. But if you will believe the word, if you will believe the word, if you will just believe the word, the miracle will happen for you. Amen. So as you have heard the word, you have understood the word, you have believed the word, then you must begin to do what? Practice the word. You must what? Practice the word. And so what shall I say? What the assembly? Yeah, Juma. Hallelujah. So, first you are hearing a good word. As you have heard the good word, you must seek understanding of the word. You have sought understanding of the word and see what the word says and what the word is not saying and what the word wants you to do. Now believe in what the word has told you. And then you will move from there and begin to what? To an among with the word. I'm talking about what? Living by the word. Luke chapter 11 verse number 27 and 28. Jesus said, and it came and it happened as he spoke these things that a certain woman from the crowd raised their voice and said to him, blessed is the womb that bore you and the breast which nursed you. But he said, Jesus replied and said to the woman, yes, it is true. Blessed is the breast that gave birth to me. But more than that,
Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Give it to me in another version. Verse 28. I said, but he said, on the contrary, blessed, happy, favored are those who hear the word of God and continually observe the word. The word continually observe here means that what? They practice what? The word. Give me another version. He said, but Jesus answered, rather, how happy are those who hear the word of God and obey it. Hallelujah. Amen. I want to read it from my amplified version. He says, but he said, blessed, happy, and to be envied, rather, are those who hear the word of God and obey and practice the word. Yours is ample. Mine is the classic one. That is why he broke it down further. Amen. Amen. He says that it is not just hearing the word, but you must obey the word. And then what? After the obeying of the word, you need to begin to practice the word. You need to put the word into practice. Because the word is an action word. The word is alive. The word is living. The word works. So you must move with the word. Your life must exhibit what? The word. Go to James chapter 1 and start from verse 21. Start from verse 22 rather. You go to verse 22. And give me GNT. Give me GNT. He said, do not deceive yourselves by just listening to his word. Do not deceive yourself by just listening to his word. Instead, put it into what? Practice. So you don't just hear the word. You must practice the word. You must live the word. Your life must prove the word. So when I come to your office, you must be practicing the word in your office. When I come to your home, you must be practicing the word in your home. When you are walking on the streets, you must be practicing the word. When you meet with your friends, it is the word that you are practicing. Hallelujah. Verse 23, he said, if you listen to the word, but do not put it into practice, you are like people who look in a mirror and see themselves. Last Sunday, I was telling I was speaking to Alabaster City, and I was telling them that the Bible is our life. The Bible, the scriptures, it is our life. Anytime we look in the word, anytime we hear the word, anytime we study the word, we are looking at our life. What is supposed to be? What our life is? What must be happening in our life? What the portrait of our life is shown to us. So anytime I stand here, Papa stands here, Mama stands here, all the pastors stand here, any other pastor stands here and speaks to you, we have pitched a mirror before you. Yeah, the world life in the SCWNIM and a worship. So you look at the word and go and do what? And practice what you see in there. So that it will become what? And the Bible says that, and the word became flesh. And it did what? And dwells amongst us. So as you see your life and begin to practice it, you become the word. Hallelujah. Are you understanding what? So he says that, but do not put it into practice. You are like people who look in a mirror and see themselves as they are. Go. They take a good look at themselves and then go away and at once forget what they look like. If you are a person who practices the word, you will never forget who you are. Anytime we put the mirror before you and you look at yourself, it's like, Oba, what sorry, I'm not pa. What's this? Why your makeup? Very nice. But how he looked in the mirror and was looking. He is looking, the woman is looking for approval from other people. Ah, it's me who efe. It's who you're sure power send me hips here, correct? That is why people have demeaned themselves. That they need to enhance their bodies before they can look good. Because when they looked in the mirror, they forgot what they look like. You look like Jesus. I say you look like Jesus. You look like Jesus. Your life is the word. Anytime you see the word, you are seeing your life. So what you do is that you pick your life and you begin to what? practice it. Practice it. And I went into the dictionary and decided to find out the meaning of to practice. And this is what the dictionary gave me. It said to perform or work at repeatedly so as to become proficient in. To perform or work at repeatedly. It's no yanida. There be a worship Bible. And then you begin to do it so that you become what? Proficient in it. Proficient means that you become like it. That means that what quadrimu. So who move any step? You know the word that speaks to the step that you want to take. If you want to take a decision concerning the business, you know the word of God that equates to what you want, the decision you want to take. So if you want to take a decision concerning the woman or the man that you want to marry, you know the word of God. Because Jesus Christ put the word into so much practice in his life. When the devil came and stood before him and began to speak to him, he said that, no, I looked in the word and I realized that it was written that this and this and that. What you are saying is not what is in the word. The reason why people are deceiving you is because you are not looking into the word. You are not looking into the mirror. You are forgetting it. You are forgetting it. You are forgetting it. So you are unable to practice. So anybody speaks to you anyhow because you don't know who you are in the word. You don't know who you are in the word. Give me back my scripture and let me end. Our time is up. He said, they take a good look at themselves and then go away and at once forget who they look like. But if you look closely into the perfect law that sets people free and keep on paying attention to it, and do not simply listen and then forget it, but put it into practice, you will be blessed by God in what you do. So can I draw a conclusion here? That the reason why you are not seeing the blessings of God is because you are not practicing the word. You have heard the word. You have understood the word. You have believed the word, but you are not practicing it. You have missed something. You have missed something. So he said, it's not just the hearing of the word. It's not just the understanding of the word. It's not just the believing of the word. But it is what? After all these things, putting all that you have gotten into practice, then you will be blessed by God in what you do. You will be blessed by God in what you do. Why? Because you did not hear it, Keke. Why you did not understand it, Keke? Why? Because you did not believe it, Keke. But after all these things, so you began to walk it. You began to do it. So when I see somebody that always is telling a lie, I know that that person is not a somebody who practices the word. When I see somebody who at this age and in this time is cohabiting with somebody, I realize that the person is not somebody who is practicing the word. When I see somebody I see a person who is not practicing the word. When I see somebody instead of him doing the work, I see somebody who is not practicing what? The word. So that person doesn't receive any blessing from the Lord. Hallelujah. So I want you to understand that for you to be able to live by the word, you must hear the word. Not just hearing the word. You must understand the word. Not just understanding the word. You must believe the word that it is able to do what it says he will do. And then when you get all these things, then you begin to walk with it. You begin to walk with it. You begin to speak it. Your life begins to exude the word. Everywhere you go, they see you and they see what? The word. Oh yes, that is the same way. When the disciples appeared in Antioch, they looked at him. And they said that, these people, they look like people who have walked with the word. So we shall call them Christians. In your office, how do they see you? Do they see you as a practicing Christian? As a practical person of the word of God? Or akwawe die? Oh, say yeah. Practice it. Practice the word.
practice the word, that is when you will receive the blessing of God. Clap your hands. Give glory unto Jesus. Stand up to your feet. God bless you. How many of you are blessed? Living by the word. Living by the word. We will continue next time. Living by the word. So we have understood that number one, you must. I can't hear you. You must. Number two, you must. Number three, you must. Number four, you must. Bonsem kesiyama uko school. Now you're good student, pa. You see, in all these things, what can help you to be able to live by the word is the Holy Spirit. So Jesus Christ said, I am going and I'm not leaving you, but I'm leaving the Holy Spirit. And this Holy Spirit will be the one. Obeya wo kakai fo. Obeya wo rechichi fo. Na obeya wo chire chire fo. Hallelujah. So you need the Holy Spirit to amalgamate. Bring all that I have said together to be able to live by the word. So this evening we want to pray. The Holy Spirit come upon us. Holy Spirit fill us. Holy Spirit teach us. Holy Spirit help us that we might hear your word. Help us in the hearing of your word. Help us in the understanding of your word. Help us in the believing of your word. And help us practice your word. Lift up your voice and begin to pray right now. Lift up your voice. Come on, come on, come on. I can't hear you. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. We cannot do the word without you. We cannot do the word without you. We cannot understand the word without you. We cannot believe the word without you. We cannot practice the word without you. That is why this evening we pray, Holy Spirit, fill us afresh. Fill us afresh. Help us afresh. Teach us afresh. Be with us afresh. Guide us in your word, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. Kandede bo zabraha, ribala dalabaka bre, zandi miyan talabaka bra, ribala badabaka brain dele bo zaba, ribala baka brian tele bo zibran dele bo sha. In the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, be with us. Help us, help us. We need you. That is why we pray that we need you every day. We need you every hour. Holy Spirit, come and take control. Oh, that we might live by your word. That we might live by your word. I want you to pray, committing yourself into the hands of God. For the rest of the week, wherever you are going to go, whatever you are going to do, bring it before the Lord. Ask for the grace of God to be above. Ask for the glory of God to continually be with you in this month of June. May God come through for you as you are hearing the word, as you are understanding the word, as you are believing the word, as you are practicing the word. Hey, we ask in the name of Jesus, let this month be a good man for us. Oh, Father, do good unto us in your good pleasure. Show us kindness in the name of Jesus. Rabadi Brian Telebosa. Ah, in the name of Jesus. Ribada Bakabre. Mandi Balababosa. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We want to pray, we want to lift our Father before the Lord. We ask him for the grace of God to abound for him. We ask him for the glory of God to be seen in his life. We are asking that may the Lord take him deeper and higher. May the Lord take him deeper and higher in the name of Jesus. We are praying for Prophet Dr. Kofi Odoro in the name of Jesus. Yeah, may the Lord take him deeper and may the Lord take him higher in the name of Jesus as he waits on the Lord. Fresh grace. Fresh grace, fresh oil, fresh anointing in the name of Jesus. Hey, Ratabarababosa in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, begin to thank the Lord. Begin to thank the Lord. Begin to bless the name of the Lord. Begin to honor the Lord. Karada balabaha shadabaha. Oh, libadabaha. Oh, be lifted above all other grounds. We lay our crowns and worship you. Sing it. Oh, yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Oh,
yes.
Be lifted.
Lift up your voice and worship the Lord. In the next 2 seconds. Oh, yes, Lord.
We lay our crowns.
Oh, yes, Lord.
And worship. lifted, oh, be lifted above, above a lot of God.
Oh, yes, Lord.
We lay our crown,
oh, yes, Lord,
and worship. Glorious God, oh, glorious God, we praise your name. We lay our crowns and worship. Say, glorious God, oh, glorious God, we praise.
So, Father, I commend your people to God and to the word of his grace that is able to build us up and to give us an inheritance amongst the saints. Show us your glory, Lord. Show us your glory, Lord. May we be doers of your word and not just hearers. May we practice your word and not just hearers of your word. We thank you that you have done it for us. In Jesus' name, amen. Clap your hands, give glory unto Jesus. God bless you so much online. If you are here, I want you to give you an opportunity to give your life to Christ. If you are here, you want your sins forgiven. You are here, you want to rededicate your life to Christ. You are here, you have heard the word of God, and you need salvation. I want to pray with you. Lay your hands on your heart. Say, Lord Jesus, I thank you today that you died on the cross for my sins. Forgive me, Lord. Cleanse me with your blood. Write my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. I ask, Holy Spirit, come and live in me with your eternal life. Thank you that I am saved. In Jesus' name, amen. Clap your hands and give glory to Jesus. God bless you online. This is Facebook, YouTube, podcast, Telegram. Thank you for being with us this evening. This is Bible Study. Our Father sends us love. He's waiting on the Lord and praying with us. And I believe that he will come back with fresh grace and fresh oil. Amen. God bless you. So I want from all of us here at Upon Some Memorial Temple, we say, when righteousness becomes a lifestyle, breakthroughs, it becomes automatic. May the Lord bless you. We love you. See you next time. The numbers are online. If you want to join us for our offerings, join us. God bless you so much. We love you.
Catch it and say, what to Nizzi Bumun and Crofu be your mother? What tribe a juke? Am I near seven more for chance? Oh, they are doomby. Shut one for Sadomin Jujitifo. Two, can you create a crono? Catch it and say, Tronin, you didn't know a war furniture in the tell them the truth. Remember what he now tell them. It's not a blessing to live a promiscuous life. Tell them. Tell them it's not a blessing when you don't talk to your wife but you chat with girls. Tell them it's not a blessing. Chatting with girls you don't know. Chinese girls, Indian girls. You come on your profile and it's girls, strange girls. We look for that. We see the muta. We are not tambable. We shall be papa. We.
Doesn't matter what you want.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tesono Worship Center near Tesono Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.